Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. The first item I'm going to share today made me think about how we react to things. When we get bad news or hear something concerning, we commonly have a knee-jerk reaction. We overreact, and that overreaction is oftentimes what causes more trouble than necessary. Adam talked about this in his fantastic book, You Can't Screw This Up. When you read a study about sugar being bad, the reaction is to think you can never eat sugar again, stress about everything you eat, and create so much anxiety that you end up doing things that are less healthy. So many people become unhealthy because they make things overcomplicated. When you get information, the most important thing you can do is try to make sense of it, not just react, panic, or move to extremes. Sometimes the new information will result in a change, but that change will be more effective if it's more deliberate and intentional, not a harsh reaction that isn't thought through. Other times, when you don't overreact, you'll find that you saved yourself a lot of stress and anxiety because the news and social media can oftentimes paint an inaccurate picture. Life isn't about not changing, but the changes you make are more effective when you're making them from a position of control. Now let's discuss today's tips. New accusations are floating around about the dangers of red meat, but everything might not be as it seems. A new study suggests that eating red meat increases your risk of diabetes, but the data suggests you're not getting the entire story. The study was based on the review of more than 200,000 participants, focusing on female and male nurses and their risk factors for chronic diseases. The study found that eating meat, processed or unprocessed, was associated with an increased risk of diabetes. In particular, those who ate the most meat were 62% more at risk. Those who ate more unprocessed meat had a 40% elevated risk, and eating processed meat led to a 51% higher likelihood. The headlines make it seem like an open and shut case, but it's not that simple. The study was not a cause and effect analysis. So it's important to look at all the details about who was involved and other lifestyle variables that could influence the results. When you filter the data based on body mass index, the risk of getting diabetes reduces significantly, suggesting that it's not just meat. A more accurate interpretation is that people who ate the most red meat and had the highest risk for diabetes were the same people who weighed the most, had higher levels of body fat, consumed more calories, and were less active. So how should you adjust your diet? As we've discussed, research suggests consuming too much red meat too frequently could lead to health risks. It's one reason why I eat a more plant-based diet while still enjoying some red meat along with other forms of animal protein. Specifically, the overconsumption of processed meat and saturated fat can increase cholesterol and ApoB particles. If you're concerned about your health, it is helpful to have these levels tested to understand whether you need to make changes. Based on our current understanding, diabetes tends to be caused by too much body fat, which causes insulin resistance and can lead to many health issues, such as hypertension and hyperglycemia. But it's inaccurate to suggest that red meat alone causes diabetes or that any amount is inherently dangerous. If you want to keep red meat in your diet, you can reduce your risk by limiting your consumption to 1 to 2 servings per week. Or you can prioritize red meat low in saturated fat, like Maui Nui, or choose other animal protein options such as fish or poultry. Now, I want you to go take a look inside your kitchen. That's because it might be time to swap out a common household item. Research suggests that your cutting board is an overlooked source of microplastics, which could harm your health. Microplastics are tiny plastic particles that can potentially affect your cells, cause chronic inflammation or infection, and might be linked to different diseases. while our bodies appear to be very good at fighting microplastics and keeping our bodies safe, the growing concern is that too much exposure over too much time could lead to issues. Scientists analyzed 12 cutting boards from various materials, including wood, plastic, and glass, to assess their potential as a source of microplastic contamination. The plastic cutting boards had far more microplastics than the other options. When they tested the toxicity of the plastics on mice, there wasn't a negative impact. But they weren't testing for the impact of accumulation over time. As we discuss frequently, it's important not to overthink or stress too much about hypothetical outcomes or dangers. We all are exposed to microplastics, even if you use a wood or glass cutting board. So the goal isn't to live in fear or think that your body is fragile or at severe risk. At the same time, you want to be aware so you can make small changes that might have a protective effect on your health. In general, it's a good idea to try and limit potential endocrine disruptors, which include microplastics. If possible, substituting a non-plastic cutting board could expose you to almost 10 times fewer microplastics. That's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.